today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's generosity, that goes without saying, and then but there's this ability, thoughtfulness to kind of zero in on stuff where
you know what he is? He's like a matchmaker.
Not thoughtful.
He is like a gadget yenta, where he can match the gadget with the person. What's happening is people are getting unsolicited packages from China. Some of them are labeled jewelry, and when you open them, they're filled. These packages are filled with unknown Chinese seeds.
Ooh, and are people planting them? I'd plant them.
Yes,
I think
for
I would.
The love of God, don't plant them.
I plant them.
We don't actually consulted from the USDA Powers booth. We consulted him about the Chinese seeds.
Watch out for those Chinese seeds. And if you're going to leave Facebook, well, bye.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
What are you chuckling about? What are you chortling about?
So yesterday, and this happened right before the show, so I forgot even to mention it during our pre-show. So that app next door that we all have now that helps us like be Lawrence, what is it, Kravitz?
Swimply.
Yeah. So you find out different...
No. Gladys Kravitz.
Gladys Kravitz.
To be a nosy neighbor.
Right. Yeah, nosy neighbor.
It's not the swimming app.
No, they
that
have,
was yesterday's show.
Yeah, but I found that on Nextdoor. But I get notifications on, like I have them enabled where people with breaking news comes out. So I got the breaking news from Nextdoor that they have a good neighbor pledge and what you pledge to do on Nextdoor. So it's not terms of service, it's a pledge. So this is why I guess people have found Nextdoor, the social media app for your own neighborhood, to be a place where they could vent and actually talk about other things.
Nextdoor down in Florida, we got to get it goes to open warfare.
Yeah, so
it's like people couldn't get enough on Twitter or Facebook Instagram, so they find this new one, and it doesn't take long before it degenerates. You know, and it starts out where, hi, we lost a kitten on Thursday. We're wondering if anybody can see it, and then 3 weeks later, it's like. What do you mean? What do you mean, Congressman Jordan looks like Frankenstein?
I read a thread. I mean, it literally started out with, we've lost our tortoise. And within 2 days, it was, maybe you should shut your gate.
Yeah. There are people that just cannot be anything but their true selves when they're online.
Yeah,
and they're monsters.
So,
they're monsters.
So this app's been around for what? Since 2015. They finally have to tell people this. You must be helpful. You must be respectful. Do not discriminate. No harmful activity. Those are the four pillars for them for us to continue using with the good neighbor pledge.
If you take the pledge, are you? Yeah.
I should point this out. I am not in any way encouraging people to do this. So this is just a comedy hypothetical idea.
Sure.
Wouldn't it be funny if, okay? So when I say those words, wouldn't it be funny if, I'm not encouraging anybody to do something, but if you're on there and, because you always see, I think Carla promotes her business on there over down in Florida.
That's sweet.
She's done that. I said, what if you were to put on there, a friend of mine is planning to open up a bordello, a house of prostitution. Does anyone have any ideas on this? Anybody have any empty houses where that might be a good idea? Wouldn't that be hysterical?
And yeah.
There's somebody. And
what about erotic massage place without the massage?
Right. Sort of massage place where every massage has a definite, you definitely know when it's over. That's what I'm saying.
But it does degenerate. I was stunned the first time I looked at it because I said, and you know, people identify themselves. So you kind of narrow down people within your own neighborhood. And there's this one guy.
That's the burn.
And, Carla says, I said, who is this guy? And Carla says to me, because this is how bad these apps are.
Yeah.
I think he lives across the street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, based on absolutely nothing. There wasn't an address down there.
Right.
I think he lives. I said, what are you basing that on? She's like, and then somebody says, I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of dot, dot, dot.
Way to condemn.
Fade, yeah.
Well, you know, giving me the idea that there's this texting, typing monster that lives diagonally to me who's yelling at everybody.
Meanwhile, it's incredible. His biggest problem in life is that there are sticks in front of his mailbox. Who's doing this?
Would you like me just to give you the quick definition about the four pillars to
please,
what is it now called Next Door?
Is that what it's called? The four pillars they're calling it?
Well, this is what you have to check off that you're going to continue along this pledge.
Okay.
To continue
give
using
it to me.
Next
I'll tell
door.
You if yeah. I could do it or not.
Okay. Be helpful. Right. Under be helpful, it says share this space in a constructive way. Be kind, not judgmental, in your conversations.
I could probably do that.
I've already been helpful. I've been helpful on this forum
what
once
you
before.
Right. Called Pinball Pete if you got an issue.
Someone was having trouble with their garage refrigerator, Pinball and I walked Pete. Them through. He does all my work. I walked them through how to do a total defrost and to vacuum their coils in the back, because that's a lot of times what kills.
So nice of you, Jesus.
A garage refrigerator, and I got to thank you. So yes, pillar one, I get a ding.
Okay.
Nice.
It's all about the coils, Rob, with it regularity is. Or with a refrigerator. That's what it's all about, the coils. And if you're walking a dog, it's all about the coils.
Okay, yes. The second pillar is be respectful. You're speaking.
I thought those were two pillars you gave.
No, that's be helpful. And then
the
definition
and
of being
kind
helpful.
Are the same thing. That's one pillar?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The second headline is be respectful.
Right.
All right. You're speaking to all your real neighbors. Strong communities are built by strong relationships.
I agree. And that's Next Door, correct?
Next Door, yes.
Yeah.
Next Door, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, growing like a Chinese
it's
seed.
It's your neighborhood app.
It's growing like a coil. Yep.
I'm sorry. Rob was talking about Chinese seeds before the show, and so I couldn't help
careful.
Myself.
It's what
this
I'm
is,
saying.
This is
be
actually
careful.
Appropriate, Mike. Do not discriminate is the next pillar.
Right. Okay. All right. Except if somebody gives you them phony Chinese seeds.
You know, Chinese seeds are actually on my Next Door app this morning.
Really?
So what do they say about Chinese seeds on your Next
Andy
Door
Jabber
app?
In Exeter Hills says, U.S. warns against planting unsolicited seeds from China. This is sort of an odd threat, but something to be aware of. Aha!
Yeah.
I thought Chinese they were warning us about seeds. TikTok.
Oscar, I don't want to... Let me pause between pillars.
Yes.
What's happening is people are getting unsolicited packages from China. Some of them are labeled jewelry. And when you open them, they're filled. These packages are filled with unknown Chinese seeds.
Ooh. And are people planting them? I'd plant them.
Yes.
I think I
For
would.
For the love of God, don't plant them.
I'd plant them.
We don't actually consulted from the USDA Powers booth. We consulted him about the Chinese seeds.
Watch out for those Chinese seeds. And if you're going to leave Facebook, well, bye.
Mr.
What's
Booth.
What's the eighth pillar?
It's the fourth pillar.
Third.
Fourth pillar, yes.
Well, do not discriminate. It's as simple as we do not tolerate racism, hateful language, or discrimination of any kind.
That's number four.
Yeah,
three.
That's number three. Number okay. four three. Is no harmful activity. We prohibit any activity that could hurt someone, from scams to physical harm.
That's right.
Yeah, well,
like
anytime
Chinese
you
seeds.
Dive in, you know, Chinese seeds. Next thing you know, you call an air conditioning repairman and he pulls into your driveway with a van full of Chinese seeds.
This will help cool your soil.
Yeah.
Commissioner Booth, how often should I water those seeds?
You don't touch them. Leave them in the bag that says jewelry. Don't pour those Chinese seeds. And for whatever you do, don't play the video about Chinese seeds where they explain what you're supposed to do. Make sure you go to a populated area and plant the seeds near as many people as you can. No, for the love of God, don't do that. They're poisonous, these Chinese seeds.
Can you eat them?
You can eat them if you choose not to plant them. You can suck on them like sunflower seeds.
Ooh.
For God's sake, you do that, you're going to die. You're going to die. And if you die, I'll look at it and go, well, bye.
Are they saying they're just an aggressive plant species?
They don't know what they are. They're saying don't plant them, though, because they don't know what they are.
You know what's hysterical to me?
What?
In America
all
is
seeds
this,
from China?
This phobia about all things China when nobody takes any time to open up their shirts,
everything's
jackets,
made in China.
Coats, hats, where everything
I'm
is
okay
made.
With it.
Everything is made in China.
I mean, I'd like some jobs come back to the States, but I'd also
I
like
too.
A vaccine for the coronavirus.
But my point is, when you say, beware of these Chinese, like it's this horrible thing. It, all China had to do, put a little thing in there in your T-shirt, and that would give you a skin disease.
I expect seeds to come from China because the packaging is so much cheaper there.
Possibly.
Sure. Why not?
The Kentucky State Agriculture Director, his name is Ryan Quarles, says, the type of seeds are unknown and could be harmful. We don't know what they are, but we cannot risk any harm whatsoever to agricultural production in the United States. There we have go. The safest, most abundant food supply in the world, and we need to keep it that way. He continues, I love this.
That's not painting with a broad brush, by the way.
No.
We don't know what they are. We don't know what they're for. We just know we can't possibly have our food supply dry up and fall off the vine like it's some sort of horror movie.
This is the greatest part because it's not like America is in a fragile emotional state right now anyway.
Right.
He says,
right.
quote, at this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
Chinese seeds.
They could be invasive.
Jesus.
Didn't we have the same warning about Monsanto like 10 years ago?
I think when it comes to China, there's always this fear mongering with China. Look, I don't doubt for one second that they're trying to steal technology and there's espionage and that their government is opposed to our government because of the way the systems work. Mm. But I get a little tired when somebody rings an alarm without knowing even where the fire is, for the love of God.
What about Hong Kong?
Hong Kong seeds.
I think that if China really wanted to target us, they might go a little more high-tech than seeds. This is like something from Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Rob.
Yes.
When you were in the farm game,
yes,
where would you guys get your seeds?
Harris. Harris Seed Company. The Harris Seed Company.
Okay. Harris Seed Company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They were very,
very good.
And
now we know.
We would get, your Silver Queen, your tomatoes. What was it? We loved Roma tomatoes. Very good for they kept very well.
You getting any corn up in the D.C. area yet? Your corn come in yet?
Sweet
did
corn?
Your corn come in?
Silver
your sweet
Queen?
Corn? Did your sweet corn come in? Hope you didn't make it with Chinese seeds. You're going to turn into the corn people.
It'd corn
be a,
people?
It'd be a cob. Running down the street with eyeballs because someone ate them Chinese seeds.
Oh, my
seeds.
God.
All right. Well, we don't have any Chinese seeds in the mailbag, do we? But we have to
no,
do it.
No.
Because we didn't
safe.
Do it yesterday. If we don't do it today, we won't do it. That's the way it works on the Mike O'Meara Show. So let's dive right in, shall we? Yes. Let's see what you've written us this week. What did you bring me? Here we go. Now tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. First letter, gentlemen. I was wearing my TMOS hoodie while taking my morning walk this week. I'm sorry, it'll take me a while to get out of Power's booth when I'm reading the letters. I can't help it. It's one of those impressions that I just have to keep doing. I was wearing my TMOS hoodie while taking my morning walk this week when I was flagged down by a neighbor who asked me if Mike O'Meara had a podcast.
Oh!
I enthusiastically said, why? Yes! For over 10 years now, and it's awesome. It's a little slice of awesome. It's almost as good as a Chinese seed.
Your sweet corn is here, Mr. Booth.
Oh, my God. Don't eat it. His response was, wow, I haven't heard him since the Don and Mike days. I can't wait to listen. By the way, we're aware of this. We're aware that there are people out
Spread
there
the
that if they knew we existed, it would be helpful.
Spread
Unfortunately, we don't have the $1 million advertising budget to put a two-week ad blitz nationwide.
I heard there's
to
some
let
open
everybody
slots
know
on
we're
Facebook.
Here. What's that?
I heard there's some open slots on Facebook these days.
Fabu.
Maybe we'd get a deal. So hopefully you're going to gain another listener in Martinez, California. Well, that's wonderful news.
Thank you.
Keep bringing the funny. The broadcast continues to sound and look amazing from all of your locations. Joel Rosenbaum. Thank you, Joel. That's a great first letter. Next letter says, hey, guys, I was shocked to hear how the Washington football team treated Rob as a pregame announcer. When I worked pregame for the Seahawks, I got all the clothes I wanted, parking in the players' lot, two great seats, and $900 per game.
Wow.
Paul Allen was the owner, and he was great. That's Ken Carson. Isn't that amazing? I mean, really, that's what they should have done for you.
Yeah, you know, I would have settled for a ticket. I would have settled for
one
parking.
Ticket. One ticket.
I would have settled for parking.
Yeah,
I don't want the clothes.
Not
keep
kind.
The clothes.
Not kind. Dan Snyder, it'd be a cold day in hell before I take any of your Chinese seeds.
Do you think he has a little garden on his yacht where he plants his Chinese seeds?
That guy. Hey, Mike, Robin, Oscar, can you please give a shout-out birthday wish to my husband, Dan?
Dan!
He has been listening to you guys for years, and he loves the show so much. Over the years, he has gotten me to love the show as well during quarantine. We have both enjoyed watching your live shows on Facebook on Friday nights. Got another one coming up this Friday night.
Yes, 7 p.m.
And I am not sure whether Mrs. O'Mara is planning to wear what she was wearing today. Ooh. But she did say when I looked at it, she says, how does this look? And when she asked me that, she normally knows how something looks. And she comes out with this leopard sports bra thing that she's wearing. And she said, I think I'll wear it Friday night. I said, well, you'll make a lot of people happy if you do.
Yeah,
so something to look forward to.
Great front cell.
They are...
so to speak.
So front cell. Oh, boy.
Look
bras of the news today. They are so great with all the wives. It would mean so much if you can give a happy birthday wish to my amazing husband, who deserves the world. Thanks so much, Kim Collins and her husband, Dan.
Dan Collins.
Dan is not, he's not Dan the fan man.
No, different
but he's Dan. That Dan, the man with the plan, as long as that plan is not to buy Chinese seeds. Next letter.
Happy birthday,
hello,
Dan.
Mike, Rob, and Shmashgar. This is a huge year in my life. I will be 40 on August 2nd. My mom turns 60 in November. I am older than your mother, listener. And my grandfather turns 90 the same month.
You're younger than the grandfather, Mike.
Yeah, highlight that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. October 2nd is the 10-year anniversary of the best decision I've ever made, the marriage to my beautiful wife, Natalie. I love that name, Natalie. It's also an important year because I decided to quit sucking. So I bought the bonus show. Hooray! Woo! I wanted to give back for everything you've given to me as I journeyed from a middle school kid in Manassas listening to WJFK, doing his homework, to the now married father of two awesome girls that also love your show. Oh,
what sweet.
These are great letters. Making me happy today. You have always been there through my highs and lows. I love you guys, so listen up, leeches. Pitch in and help the show, God damn it. Buy the bonus package just like me. And that comes from Mike Fletcher.
Thank you.
And that's a nice, sweet little promo for our stuff there.
Just like
next
me.
Next letter. Just like you. Hello, TMOS. I work in a retirement community in Pennsylvania. By the first week in March 2020, the writing was on the wall as far as COVID-19. It was coming for the vulnerable seniors, and I'm responsible for the assisted living part of the community. Whew. Man, there's front lines for you. There were days when the fear in my heart and my stomach made moving forward almost impossible. One day on my 23-minute commute to work, I started crying because I felt so hopeless. I had to take the long way so that I could pull myself together before I got there. Man, I bet this person's not alone. I was so stressed over what was going to happen that I cut myself off from all social media. I couldn't stand reading whining posts about being out of work or having to stay home, not when I was fighting this battle on behalf of hundreds of people. Anyway, all this leads up to say that day in, day out, I had your show to look forward to. It gave some sense of calm and relief from the pure terror I was feeling. Your show helped just by being there. I will forever be grateful that you all carried on when I was barely holding it together. It truly was a lifeline. I'm not being dramatic here. I really did. It did keep me going. By some miracle, we haven't had too many cases within our facility. We are preparing every minute for an outbreak as we are seeing a second wave coming up the coast. So I hold my breath, but I still listen every day back and forth from home to work and work to home. And it reminds me that there is life outside of this virus. There are good people who follow all the guidelines about mask wearing and who understand the seriousness of it all. Thank you so much for all that you do for your fans. It means more than I could possibly convey in this short email. Yours truly, Cynthia. This is one of the nicest, kindest,
soul-enlightening
mailbags that I've gotten in a long time. Really, thank you, Cynthia. That was very sweet. Another letter says, guys, please wish my box wife, Kathy, a happy 50th birthday. It's on August 8th. She is still getting it done. She gets me a bonus show subscription every year for Christmas and signed off on my Patron Society donation. She's the best. If Arnold could please remind Kathy that Sam, me, is not a tumor. So Kathy thinks of him as a tumor.
I guess.
He's not a tumor, Kathy. Sam is not a tumor. He's your husband. Make sure he doesn't get the mails and pick the bag that says jewelry that actually has the Chinese seeds. Make sure it's not that way, okay? Understand that, Sam. I mean, Kathy. Hello, Kathy. That's Sam Rem. Rem.
Ah, Sam Rem's like a good guy.
Yeah, Sam is named after that stage of sleep that you go through with the eyes moving with the back and forth.
Yeah, I had a dream last
Sam
night.
Sam Rem stage.
About Chinese seeds.
Sam, when the Rem eye movement happens, he dreams about this Chinese seeds and things. And it scares him all over the world. But he's really happy because he's Bach's wife, Kathy. He's thinking, remember, Kathy, send us one next year, too, because I'll be back. Don't get showing. Next letter says, hello, boys. Adam Mayfield celebrated his 40th birthday last week. What is something you wish you had known going into your 40s? Stephanie Loftus. That opening a restaurant with someone who was not a restaurant person was a bad decision. That's one that I can tell you right away. The woman I would meet in my 40s and ask her to marry me would, I wish I had known sooner that she would be easily the best life partner I could ever have. And I mean that sincerely.
Nice.
Because that the odds were so stacked against us, it's not even funny. I look at pictures of us on our first, like, trips that we took when she was so very young, and it was just it's turned into something special. And I'm lucky. I wish I'd known that. No, it probably wouldn't have been as good if I knew it.
Well, what did you look like? What did you look like back then? Pictures?
Like a guy in his 40s.
Okay,
that's why the letter was 40s, and I met Carla when I was in my 40s, and we have that 20-year age difference. And you know, people were not, by and large, not all that mean.
You had to wait,
family.
Though. You would have met her earlier in your late 30s, but she had to graduate from high school.
Right. In some states.
That's fine. We move on now. Can't compete with that. That's wonderful. I hold in my hand right here. Yeah.
Yes.
The final letter. Here it
hi-oh! Is. Hi-o!
Yes, hi-o. Joe from Kennesaw, Georgia writes, TMOS has always brought me great joy in challenging times. This week, however, the show played a very unique role. I am something of a medical head case, and the thought of consciously listening to the doctor perform my, here we go, vasectomy. Mm. Oh, there it
dear.
Is. Hold on. Made me woozy.
Yeah, a little woozy there.
Yeah, my dog grew woozy there. I asked if I could bring my headphones into the surgical area to take my mind off the procedure. Excuse me, doctor. Could I bring my headphones in whilst you cut my balls off? Sorry, no, it's not like that. I know it's not. And he was fine with it, the doctor bringing in the headphones.
Sure.
So thanks for getting me to... What is it about the procedure? You've done it, Rob, right? Didn't
yes,
you have
yeah.
one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is it about you boys that choose to have the nip and tuck, to get spayed, to get neutered, that you want to scream it to the world? I've
actually,
never understood
actually, you know what? I'm not a big screamer about it. I described it once on the air.
You haven't, but there are guys I know that's like, I got a vasectomy.
They're signaling to the world that they're so...
Like, virile.
Virile and horned
up. That's what I think. Yeah.
That they need to shut it off because they're just going to populate a little island otherwise.
I know that, Oscar got his in high school because...
He's like got his jargon going today. It's a good show.
Oscar's vasectomy he got in high school because he just wanted to tell ladies he was safe.
I can't get pregnant, I promise.
Well, you can't at all.
So this guy says, thanks for getting me through that too. Though I did have to let the doc know that my chuckling... Oh, he's listening to us?
Yes!
Whoa!
Yeah.
My chuckling had nothing to do with what he was doing down there. Oh my God. I could think of no more appropriate accompaniment than listening to three guys bust each other's balls while another guy was busting mine. And that's Joe from Georgia. Stay safe. Rob, that's you great. Can start the show now. My God.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Looks like Tampa Bay just beat your LA Rams. All right, let's get something straight, f***er. I don't like the LA Rams. I never liked the LA Rams. LA Rams are Jeff Stilson's team. He likes the LA Rams because he lives out there. My team is the Washington team. My team is a team that should be thrown out of football, okay? Or where you should get on your hands and knees after this show and pray that we're on your schedule. Because we, if you get a chance, I f***ing mean this, you get a chance when you get home tonight, you flip on SportsCenter and watch what happened to my team today. And nobody's going to get fired. Nobody's going to get fired! The owners of the defensive coach, they wanted to get rid of him and they couldn't. How are you not able to get rid of him? Just go get out of here. We could do better if the guys just stood around in a circle and go, what do you think? Let's stop them. Woo!
It's so wrong.
Seriously, watch what the f*** happened. We intercepted some passes today because we were playing the Giants. James Salkin, who does our tech stuff here, that's his team. Even he was kind of shocked they won. They're the shittiest defense in the league. They're five shittier than my piece of shit defense. God damn it. The LA Rams are too good for me, you son of a bitch. God damn it. Your baseball team is better than my football team.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spielak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, I wouldn't tell the great Louis Black how to do his show, but I went to see him when he was in Florida. And
right.
I could have listened to that rant. That could have been his show. That could have. And when he goes up there, he's a little more prepared and stuff. He does the thing on Prevagen, the brain enhancement, because it's made from jellyfish.
Yeah.
That I had tears in my eyes. You know, it's like, well, how do we know it's so good? It's made from jellyfish. I didn't know jellyfish were. You know, it's pretty funny.
That sort of happened through bunny trailing on YouTube. Apparently, it was from last September or so. And like the second part of his show, he fields texts and or emails or tweets or whatever from his audience, and someone was giving him crap about football. So that was like total improv from him.
Yeah.
He really hates and loves the Redskins.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, the Washington football team.
The texts in the audience. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. We are heard all the way from Shreveport, Louisiana, to Jamaica, Virginia, Pea Island in North Carolina. St. Marie's, or is it St. Mary's? St. M-A-R-I-E-S. St. Marie's?
St. Marie's.
Oh, Marie. Oh, Marie.
That's in Idaho. Jollyville, Texas.
Welcome to Jollyville, kids. Yeah. Welcome to Jollyville. Everybody's happy in Jollyville. Our cops won't pull you over. They'll give you an ice cream cone.
George Washington National Forest in Lost City, West Virginia. Never been there, but it sounds like someplace where you could probably bury a body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I hate to say that, but it's scary. I'm watching too much TV. The show today brought to you by Cornerstone. Let's talk about your mortgage rate.
Yes.
If you currently, listen to these numbers. I'm not a numbers person, but I can read a commercial and I can tell you what to look for. And I dealt with these people and I know they're great. If you currently have a 3.25% mortgage or higher, you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. A lot of our listeners have. I've done it. Oscar's done it. You should do it. Do it today. Right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate.
Yeah.
That's simple math. Simple math. You want a lower one, you pay less money. That's it. Cornerstone First Financial's rates are so low that they've actually become a disruptor in the industry. because their rates, service, and programs are unparalleled. Mm. Interest rates on the 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos for the first time ever. You don't know how long they're going to stay there.
Right.
These are volatile times. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Whether it's a purchase or a refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. I believe I've referenced the fact that our good friend Dirk Vastrick, I've done this before, I've gotten it wrong. I'm reasonably certain he sent my
You mentioned that in the past. You said
a wonderful birthday gift of a telescope, which whenever I hear Lewis Black, I hear myself and Lewis Black. A telescope, which I had to put together on my kitchen table yesterday.
It's so made from jellyfish.
This is a real one. This is a good one. This is a...
And it's a great... Guess who went telescope shopping?
It was, and we've got a great, it's got a great browning element.
There are garbage ones out there. That's why I was curious.
Well,
it was
this is a good one, and I put it together. It's got like weights, it's got balances, mm-hmm. it's got tubes, it's got lenses. It's very kind. Where I've reached an impasse.
Right.
It's got a tiny little attachment that sits on top with that's battery operated. And when I open that instruction up on how to put that together, it's not matching the actual item I have. And I've reached kind of a roadblock with this telescope. And so last night, Michael got up from bed and it said the host muted you. Was I?
Yeah, there was a little slight echo. I just fixed it.
All right, good. It's just weird that came. I've never seen that before. It came right across
Oscar
my monitor.
Oscar didn't care for your content, and you know, just like, we're moving on.
And this telescope.
Can I ask a question about the telescope? Because
yes.
I'm trying to picture it. It's probably the kind where you look down and then out. There's like a right angle. It's not like a straight, like a pirate telescope, right?
Yeah, it's on a big ass tripod.
Yeah.
It's the real deal.
The real deal.
Wow.
And then you put it up and it's sort of facing the stars. Well, Michael got out of bed after it was dark and I had finished the actual physical construction of the thing. Mm-hmm. And my day ended with a quivering lip and tears because I took it out on the back porch and I pointed it at the stars.
Whose
and
lip?
Then I looked in the lens and all I got was like blurry. So I didn't know what the hell I was doing because I don't know what I'm doing and I don't have the brain for that. I'm talking about numbers, angle,
science.
The equatorial
science.
It's just science. So I'm going to try when the show is over today. I am diving into the books to figure it out. And Dirk, PM me if you have any insight about this, but I don't think you're probably just like me.
Well,
you're
Dirk probably, doesn't use his telescope to look at the stars.
Have you tried YouTube? Usually dads are good about
you know what? That's a great idea.
No,
I have not, and I will today. That'll be something. But this thing that it when you get a little here's a question I have. When you get a little plastic, little tiny plastic tab, doesn't that usually mean you pull it out to activate a battery?
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Correct. So I think the battery's in there. But then the instruction said, unscrew this to free up.
No, the battery's probably in there. Somebody probably
It's got an on-off switch that doesn't exist.
What is the...
So I don't know what's going
on. What in a telescope would require a battery? Is it some sort of lighting element?
That is a wonderful question that I cannot
answer. A digital zoom? Maybe something that calibrates?
I don't know if it's a digital zoom. It's some sort of thing.
Oh, no, a compass. North, south,
compass is run. But a compass is run by magnets. A battery would screw up a compass.
I thought the moon ran it.
I don't know.
Does it open to a larger seed?
I don't know. I just don't know. So I'm grateful beyond words for the generosity of this. But, it's just it's something that I hope I can pull off.
What about a friend that sent you an air hockey table? What about that?
That was, I am not going to compare generosity from people.
I just did.
But I will tell you, there's another listener that sent along an air hockey table. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, rat bastard.
I'm trying to do this. A friend sent an air hockey table. Mm.
Right.
The air hockey table, let me tell you what that required. That required four screws and four legs and plug it into the wall.
Right.
And then instantaneous arcade style air hockey.
And you can play air hockey during the day. You can play air hockey when it's cloudy.
That is
exactly
right.
You can do all that. All of that.
I did not stress over the idea that I will not be able to complete this satisfactorily. Now I have a quivering lip because I cannot use the air hockey table. The air hockey table was opened out of the box, and the little disc was going clack, clack, clack within 15 to 20 minutes. That's how quick. And I'm talking some assembly required, not the kind of assembly, some kind of assembly where I probably would not have even needed instructions on this.
Right.
And
it's
then
a
there's
table.
The mechanism is there. And you know what the mechanism's got on it? Doesn't have pull the battery out, adjust this, put the counterweights on it. It's got a plug that goes into the wall.
Oh, alternating
and
current.
That's all it took.
That's it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah, have this you, friend of mine who may have also, for me a long time ago, sent some Sonos speakers that were, I had a concert on my front porch. I had sound that I think they heard in Bar Harbor, Maine,
wow,
on my front porch because the foresight of this particular gift means that the updated app has enhanced the sound even more. And they are like the Mac Daddy speakers. So much so that I want to throw them in the car and bring them south. They're that great.
What were you listening to?
I was singing pretty significant praises of. I don't want to make anyone else feel bad. That's not what my goal is.
Right.
But when I say, you know, if everybody would like that. Oh, by the way. And there might, this same friend might have provided me up here with a diversion that now happens to be used by my son, which is an Xbox that is still chugging along, too. We are getting into the 3-0s area of gifting that are still alive and churning up here in Maine. You are gifted, Mr. Santana.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I believe he is gifted in that area.
He is truly gifted with generosity.
There's generosity. That goes without saying. But there's this ability, thoughtfulness to kind of zero in on stuff where,
you know what, he is like a gadget Yenta, where he can match the gadget with the person,
like a dating Yenta?
Yeah, you are a dating Yenta for gadgets.
I do appreciate
I've got stuff that I look in front of me right now that make my computer setup possible because you have gifted it. You're so good at it.
I am so blessed to have friends like Oscar and people like Dirk that send these things. And Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I should point out that Stephen Douglas McIntyre sent a Lego set that is still in the garage in Florida because it's for people 40 and over. It is that. I mean, it is still there. And every year,
it's a Lego wheelchair.
Stephen might know this. I think I might have told him this. I'm not sure. We keep it on the show because it is still not. He's still not quite ready for that yet. So
it's sweet, this pirate ship. Yeah, it's super sweet.
It's fantastic.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is this something that maybe you could convince Paul to help with, your brother-in-law Paul, to say, hey, look, I've got this.
First of all, Paul has congratulations to my brother-in-law Paul, who is finally decided to retire. He is now a retired gentleman, and congratulations.
A man of leisure.
Stellar. He's up here, quarantining. I was the hero the other day going over to Paul and Kathy's house to fix their cable.
Oh,
so I was the cable guy for them. So
they're so used to paying people to do the cable.
No,
the
I think it's that they are. I'll tell you what I think it is. I think Paul was so focused on his job.
Yeah,
he wasn't, I think, a big TV guy. Paul worked a lot. Worked a lot in the evening.
Yeah, so how long were they at without PBS?
You know what their favorite show is?
What's that?
Yeah, your favorite show. The show that we'll have on the news that got the Emmy nominations, Ozark.
He's a high finance,
Ozark,
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I still am trying to look, I appreciate everybody showing me how to get Apple TV on this. I still now more than ever want to get the morning show because it's on Apple TV. And I want to see the Tom Hanks show. You watch the morning show.
Yeah.
It's a pretty another Emmy nominated show. Lots of Emmy nominations.
I wanted to hate it because it seemed like there was so much hype. I was like, there's no way this is going to be something I could buy into.
By the way, Unorthodox, you're welcome. Thank you very much. I didn't base that on the fact that I thought it was going to get Emmy nominations, but it did.
Well, you were right ahead of the curve on that. I mean, by like a couple of days.
Carla was technically. Yeah, she found it.
Carla found that. Yeah. That's right. That was Carla's find on that. But no, well, I don't think he's the right guy.
I think Mike gets the credit on that.
Okay, who else?
Mike talked about it.
Well, look, Mike, I've set up telescopes in the past. The one you have is much nicer than the one I bought my nephew.
It's not as complicated. It looks more, I think. It looks more complicated than it is. I will be doing the deep dive. If I come on
the
show tomorrow,
did you take the lens cover off?
And I lead with it, you'll know. What's that?
Did you take the lens cover off?
Yeah, the big plastic lens cover. Yeah, did you, moron? Of course I did. I did do that.
All I see is black.
And I'm sitting there with a little. Papa, I'm sitting with a little screw
why
thing.
Why are you so dumb at science?
Where it goes up and down. It's like, and I'm seeing a white, white light, and I'm like going, sorry. Yeah. I know one thing. That's warned about constantly on the telescope. Do not look at the sun.
True.
Do not look at
the sun. I told that to Foxworth's son, I would say like a month ago when I would have to go to his house in the morning for some ESPN live shots. I walked out and like they have a nice pretty big backyard. So he's like, I would say 30 yards away, and he's with his little telescope, and he's like, I was like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'm looking at the house, and I'm like, all right, just don't look at the sun. He's like,
yeah,
where's the sun?
And I said, no.
Well, no,
he put the idea in his head.
Well, it was super cloudy. It was super cloudy.
Sure.
And I was like, that's very, he goes, right. He pointed up. He's like, where's the sun? I looked up, and I was like, oh, it is about to rain. Don't worry about it. Just don't look at it.
You've got to be careful. Because sometimes you plant the seed, sometimes you can tell people don't look directly into the sun, and then they become president of the United States. That's the way that works. You know, remember that? Remember that? He looks right up into it.
Yeah, the eclipse. Yeah.
Right. And his eyes are made out of Teflon, so, nothing happened. Just like he'll never get COVID or anything like that. Because
he looked at the eclipse without it until he decided it was patriotic to wear the glasses. Then he put them on.
We'll take a break, and we will come back. What is that drum game? You got me curious about that.
It's a drum game. It's I will call it the way drummers knock on doors.
Oh, cool.
Is it worth it?
I think so. I think you're going to enjoy it. I really
do. We'll do that when we come back. All right, we'll come back more on the Michael Mara Show right here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Pony.
Hi.
Do you like bonuses? How about shows? Well, how about a bonus show? I know. It's unreal. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's a thing, and you can buy it. So don't wait. Get it. Now. That's it. That's all.
Mike.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Stamps.com. As we slowly adjust to a new normal, we still need to be smart about how we do business. Luckily, there's Stamps.com to make things easier. Thousands of small business owners have discovered the benefits of Stamps.com in recent months and have kept their businesses running while avoiding crowds at the post office, all from their own computers. You simply use your own computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just leave it for your mail carrier, schedule a pickup, or drop it in a mailbox. It's that easy. You get great discounts too. 5 cents off every stamp and up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates.
Love that. Love that.
Did you hear that? 62%
save.
Stamps.com, a no-brainer, saving you time and money while keeping you safe. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microwave at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Welcome back to the show. All right, I love drums. I love drummers. I love talking about drummers. I'm addicted to Buddy Rich, even though he was a mean guy. I love drums. Drums.
So I was surfing around on YouTube yesterday, and I found this, fascinating. And it's a drummer, and he says the way drummers knock on doors. And so what he would do is he'd knock on doors to familiar drum sort of hooks, familiar drums that you would hear in pop records. And these start easy and get harder. So for the first one, I'm not even going to put it to you, Mike. I'm going to put it to Oscar for an example, because I think you get it too fast. Oscar, all right. This is a drummer knocking on a door. What song is he drumming?
It's Queen. It's
but need a title.
Hold on a sec. We Will Rock You.
Very good.
Oscar?
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You can't get any easier than that one. Yeah. One of the drummers.
I've always been known for my music prowess.
And if he sits on his door, he's going to keep the drum beat going. Buddy, baby, are you home? I am knocking on your door, and I want to find out if you want to have a booty call. You got mud on your face.
No. Yes, it's mud.
No,
it's mud.
That's pretty
all right.
Nasty.
Either of you can ring in on this one. The drummer knocks on the door. If a drummer knocks on the door this way, what song is he knocking?
I'm in.
Okay, awesome, Mike.
Wipeout.
Wipeout is exactly right.
Have you heard?
Wipeout.
Have you?
You can talk over.
Have you ever done that, Mike? Have you ever not?
Have I ever played played drum? Wipeout on a door?
No, drum.
No, but
AB.
I play Wipeout on the table all the time. You want to hear it?
Yeah, yes. Please.
All right, Wipeout. Ready? Wipeout's easy.
It's still cool.
That's great.
Yeah. I can't do that.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
That's cool. As a baby drummer, we all learn. And by the way, the people that's the first one that you play with your fingers. That's I've been doing that for a million years.
Is it because it doesn't really require a bass kick on it? It's just all drum.
It's just something where it's a little difficult to do.
A little bit of a show off. Yeah,
that's cool.
But then, you just do it. It's Wipeout.
One hit wonder, the Safaris. You wonder why they never really had a follow-up, because it's a good-sounding record.
I always thought it was the Beach Boys for some reason.
I think the Beach Boys might have done it as a filler cut,
okay.
But the hit was the Safaris. All right, number three of five here. Name this door knock.
Genesis.
Oh!
Go ahead.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Oh, God, not in the heat of the night. Jesus.
In the air tonight?
Thank you.
Yeah, but it's not Genesis. It's Phil Collins, so you each get docked half a point.
Oh! Okay.
By the way, I had a revelation last December.
That's a Phil Collins. In the Air Tonight is a Phil Collins.
It's Phil Collins' record, yeah.
All right.
I was listening to the song Do They Know It's Christmas? The long version. We play it on this show at Christmas time.
When were you listening to that?
Last December. It's a revelation I had. And there's that whole thing where all the people wish you Merry Christmas in the middle. And Bob Geldof says, and I think it's time we knock this off. Happy Christmas. And then there's this huge drum sound. And I said, God, that sounds like In the Air Tonight. And I did the research. Phil Collins was the drummer on Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. So if you want to hear that sound again, you can hear it there.
That really slowed the game down, Rob. I didn't need
a quick sidebar about Phil Collins to slow the game down even further. Did you know he's a big Alamo buff, where he wants to save the Alamo?
Really?
Yeah,
really?
So much
the Ford in Texas?
Yes, so much so. And I know this from All the Best, the George and Barbara Bush podcast.
Great
from
show.
The Presidential Library. He has pledged not just his personal collection from the Alamo, but also to play, once the pandemic's over, the opening of the Alamo. The new museum.
And you know what? All right, since we're all doing it, I was criticizing it, but then I'll jump in myself. Do you know what he keeps at the Alamo?
What's that?
What?
Chinese sea. I'm sorry.
Oscar, is he going to save the entire Alamo, including the basement?
Like in Pee Wee's.
Yeah. When do we see the basement?
I'm ready for more.
All right, here we have number four of five. And this one I did not get. So, Mike, this one is a challenge. Here's a drummer knocking a record. I'll play it for you one more time. Oscar, you're free to jump in, too.
I got it.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
My Sharona by The Knack.
At the wrong speed and the wrong tempo, but still, no, not My Sharona. Mike, I'll give you a hint. I'll play it one more time. You played this record when you worked with Kirk.
Absolutely clueless.
Def
I have
Leppard.
No idea.
Get the lead out. It's When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin.
Still wouldn't have gotten it.
No.
Even when you played, we didn't play it that often. I don't know if we played that.
This is a great
maybe
song.
Maybe we did. I don't know. Is maybe that the fourth or the fifth one?
Fourth. This is. I hold in my hand the final one. And this was my favorite one.
That's leaving me with a bad taste in my mouth. I want to have one more shot.
This was my favorite one. What song is this drummer door knocking?
I know. Yes. Hot for the Teacher.
Exactly. Van Halen. Yes. And it's so funny because the tone of the door is so wrong for it, but he does get it right. Go ahead, Mike.
Cool. That's cool.
Love it. So I'll post that guy's link on our webpage because there's more that I didn't think we'd get that we would get. But that was I just thought it was really cool. And he's sort of a dick to look at. So more of a listen to than a look at.
Why is he a dick?
Because he's got long, pretty hair and he mugs. Because he's a drummer and he knows it and he's good at it.
Hey.
How dare you? Don't be jealous.
No, you know. Because he's a drummer. Now, let me hear the his version of the Hot for the Teacher on the door.
The door drum? Okay, here we go, right here.
It's hard to get that because I'm not sure what Alex Van Halen is doing in that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's Alex. Here we go.
And they're overdubbing that. That's overdubbed. Can you play a little bit? It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
I love this. I used to play this.
Class dismissed.
Whoa!
Boy, they were a good band at that time, weren't they?
Yeah. Come on. Give me one. Are we going to get in trouble?
No.
Are we going to get in trouble if we do this? There you go. Okay. That's it. That's awesome. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's
can we
a drumming
take this
game.
To commercial?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Let's do that. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, have the unbelievable privilege of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to learn more about the Mike O'Mara Show, the Library of Congress recommends these books. Men Are from Mars, Women Are from a Place Where I Break Your Computer and Sunglasses,
Whoa.
The Very Hungry Spiewak, and Working from Home Beats Driving at Night. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library. But if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Liquid IV. Here is a fact, people. Dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people. And sometimes it makes you drop your phone. But with Liquid IV, you have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Plus, it's backed with potassium, vitamin C. What flavor is that you're holding up?
This is a new flavor called Sea Berry.
That's the
fantastic
one that people are going crazy. Yeah. What is sea berry similar to?
It's almost like it's a little fruit punchy without being cloying, like buying high C or something like that. It's a great flavor. Robert is out of his mind for this one, and I love
sea berry.
Sea berry, so you can get that now. It is available. Sea berry.
I love that.
One serving of Liquid IV. Sea berry. Sea berry. It's his friend.
Yeah, Sea berry. They have friends?
It's a second cousin.
Name Barry and Sea berry. By the way, Liquid IV is healthier than sugary sports drinks, no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple. I love it. I want to get my Sea berry. I want to get it. I think they sent it down to Florida. Plus, Liquid IV is donating 2.3 million servings due to COVID-19. Liquid IV is being sent to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Makes you feel good. It really
does.
It's so good for you. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off if you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Did I talk about the texting issue that I had with a certain family member?
Mm-mm.
I believe we teased it as text etiquette, right? It's an etiquette issue, right?
Okay, here it is. I just want to get this off my chest. And Carlos says I was being, I brought it up personally with a certain family member who I'm very close to. I think you know her. And, so
it's a girl.
Up here, there's a
there's a clue.
A lot of texting.
He gave a hint.
clue.
Now, so, do the Texts do better up there than they do between us in the D.C. area and you up there that are sometimes there are separated certain, by 2 hours?
It might be me because I'm not getting this phone sucks. It's hard to get all the time. But let me just bring up the thread, shall I?
Fair.
And my issue was that with this particular individual, mm-hmm. that if one is given a compliment, all right,
yeah.
like, for example, I brought chowder and dropped it off and put it in your refrigerator, uh-huh. and then you reference that, that it would probably be something that would be nice to get an acknowledgement of. All right.
Sure.
So let me see if I have it here. I'm going back a little ways.
So, Oscar, the clues we have, mm-hmm. it's a relative. Mm. She's female.
And she has a cell phone.
And she put chowder in his refrigerator.
Ooh, chowder.
Mm-hmm.
Chowder.
Yes, chowder.
The text is quite simple. So right. I will share it with you.
Thank you.
A week ago, last Wednesday, July 22nd, 4:28 p.m., what we like to call in the O'Mara household, dinner time.
I thought it was happy
so
hour.
So true. OMG, that chowder was delish. I used a little Rachel Ray. Thank you. Now, here is the question of the day, which I called her out on. No response at all until Friday, 8:06 a.m.
Yes.
Can we borrow your power washer? So that's the exchange, basically. And on the weekend,
this is the worst play ever.
When we were getting together with family, I said, it'd be nice. When, and the response I got, oh, you need a thank you for a thank you? And I don't think that that was a pure thank you. I think that was a compliment.
I agree. Which
you were the, and I got from her the fact that I'm the pussy brother that's the weak-minded brother that just has to have all that. And that's not how I felt about it at all. I think when you send someone a compliment, it is the texticate to at least put a like on it or acknowledge it.
Yes.
The thumbs up is ideal.
Texters on the Mike O'Mara
show. This is a simple power structure that Kathy has established for your family and you guys.
Right.
Where you simply are her little brother.
Right.
And yes, it was good because I made it. That's basically what she's saying.
Yeah.
And you're welcome. Let's move on.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. I ought to bring her by the cocktail party
Friday
night.
That's what it is.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish I could get a bigger room.
My sister does this to me all the time. I kid you not, Mike. I'm the youngest.
Your older sibling does this to you.
My older sister does this all the effing time.
Diminishes you, right? Where you say something nice and you don't get an acknowledgement.
I'll give you yesterday. Perfect. Thank you. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
I call my sister. And mind you, the Santana Property Management Company, like, gets paid $0 and just gets S'd on all the time, is open again.
This is a theme we've gone to a couple times.
You are the Mr. Roper. You're the Mr. Furley.
Mr. Roper has to go give the tenant the keys later on this week. So I call her after my third job of Big Owen Dukes, and I say, hey, it's 10:30. I know it's late, but it's early over there. I want to make sure everything's good with your tenant. I saw the text thread. I'm letting you know I saw the text. What's up? What's the latest?
All right.
That's what you do, right? Is there something missing? Like, just acknowledge it. And she goes, pop, 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 pop. And I said, okay, I will take care of that. It's Saturday. I can manage it on Saturday. And she says, I said, one more thing. Mom needs a new, like a commercial grade dehumidifier for her basement. It's like getting musty and moldy.
Right.
I would usually take care of it, but things are a little different these days with the business. So we're going to have to split that up.
I get it.
We're
going to split that up. You're asking her to help. Right?
Yes. Right. I'm just letting you know. I'll talk to Jose the next day. She says, okay, but I can't believe I'm talking about this, but I'll say it. F it. She says, okay, but you tend, because you're so busy, you tend to buy the most expensive thing.
I get it. I totally get it right there. So it's like no acknowledgement that you're doing the legwork.
I'm taking care of everything.
Exactly.
You're taking care of it. You tend to buy the most.
And I said, well,
it's like telling someone, I don't like the way you load the dishwasher.
No, No, let me just say I get it with Oscar.
Yeah, so do I. Know,
being in business with him, I kind of say the same thing to him quite often. But the but I get the but if that's you, the
I
diss,
said, hey doctor, the, I said doctor, I doctor? Take I said I take offense to you just saying that because I'm learning to share my emotions constructively. I said I take offense because I don't call you guys about anything that I can handle and some things that I can't handle that I take care of because you're busy. Are you, out of your doctor schedule, going to take the time to do the research to get the right hose that actually gets the water to the drain? I've called two professionals. They've given me the same answer that we need to move the air in the basement. We don't have to put something that's connected directly to the HVAC unit that we could get away with this. It as a first pass.
So you've done your research.
Yes. Yeah. I said, are you willing to do that? Because I'd be more than happy just to hand this off to you. And then when mom yells at me about something, I can say Tati's on top of it.
Right. Yeah.
Get the Acme one that's made out of wood.
Yes.
And put it down there and see how long that lasts with that. That's
and I said, and let me highlight this.
A wooden dehumidifier.
This is not for me. It's for our mother.
Mother, exactly.
Yeah, the wooden one powered by rabbits. Yeah, that would be. Well, yeah, we're living the same world a little
but
bit.
But you know what
does she know? Does this person in your life, Mike, does she know how to do the thumbs up thing? It's one button.
You just go boop.
Probably not.
One button.
Probably not, you know.
Show her. When she returns your Mike, power washer.
Maybe she got that text, if I'm being honest, and you're not being needy, when she was on one of her suburban safaris.
I think that there is a direct correlation towards socializing and talking. Mm-hmm. And responding. Yeah. All right. Where I'm in the middle of anything, it's just the way I roll. I think it's the nature of the beast the way we do it. We are religious texters, okay?
Yes.
It is an anomaly when someone doesn't get the text when we do our group text. We're really anal about it, and I love it. And I love the way we created our own little language where who can come up with the funniest emoji. It's fun. That's responsible. That makes me calm. That makes me feel good. Not to say, I love this, it was fantastic, and get nothing until 2 days later when she has to borrow the power washer. And then I call her on it in front of family, and then Carla gangs up with her on me. And I felt like that small. I went over and I sat on a rock. I just went over in the corner and I sat on a rock.
You're not sensitive, Mike. You just want a little respect.
That's all.
Just a little acknowledgement of a compliment given. You know that?
Yeah.
Just a little
just
acknowledgement.
Go over and
you
could
have blown her off. You could have been just eating it and just moved on with life.
Yeah. All you want to do is unpack your emotions. That's it.
Right. Thank you. Right. Thanks for taking the bike back, too. All right. Anyway, we got to move on. We gotta move on.
Okay. God.
I hope she doesn't. This will get back to her. They all do. They all start listening when I'm up here.
She'll reply to this.
We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. News you may not need.
Coming up.
Kindness.
Oh, God.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Meara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Meara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, we need your help, and the TMOS Patron Society is one way we are getting it from you, and we sincerely appreciate it. Our hands are out, and everything counts. What may seem insignificant to you can really make a big difference if you choose to do so. Here's how you can help the TMOS family. We'd appreciate that. It's the TMOS Patron Society. We need you to go to MikeO'MearaShow.com, click on the Patron Society banner, and make a pledge to our show. $1, $5, $10 a week, or any amount, even a one-time donation, entirely up to you. TMOS needs you. Why shouldn't you give? Doesn't the Lord deserve a Porsche? There's love here! Yes, he does. And he's asked. No. If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to us now more than ever. We appreciate you, and we thank you.
News.
Seeds.
The nominees for this year's Primetime Emmy Awards are out. I always like to mention that to you.
Yep.
Really kind of interesting. I've got a few shows. I watched the show Watchmen. I looked in on it. I didn't follow it through all the way. I wish I had because it got a ton of nominations. It led the way. HBO's Watchmen led the way, 26 nominations.
That's makes me want to go back and watch.
Yeah, it makes me want to go back and diving. A pretty darn good show. It grabbed me, even though it's kind of sci-fi-ish. Mm-hmm. Not my cup of tea, superhero-y. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, we all know that's a great show.
Yes, beautiful.
That was next in line with 20, followed by Ozark, the show you boys love so bad. 18 nominations. Succession, one we all love.
Yes.
18 nominations for that. The Mandalorian. I have not watched
that's
that.
That's the Baby Yoda show.
Mike, you would love that. That's something you and Michael could share.
You know, that would be really? A really great great entree also into the Star Wars-iverse for him. Because Baby Yoda
might
so
be aware
cute.
Of it when he's in toy stores and things like that.
He would love it. He would love it.
Okay. Schitt's Creek, 15. Sorry, that Mandalorian. That was my Mandalorian thing. Where it's just more.
Yeah.
You know, kind of push him into the ballpark a little bit. You know, not the.
Well, might be a little safer to watch Mandalorian than head to a ballpark right about now.
Yeah, you're probably right. Schitt's Creek, I think you guys hit me to that one too.
You know what? This is so great because has there anyone that has been so funny for so long and sort of underappreciated than Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara? And
great,
I love that they are really getting some sunshine on them. This is so great for them. So great.
SNL got 15 and The Crown got 13. Netflix blew everyone out of the water with 160 nominations, and they deserve it. I mean, they're just, they hit the afterburners this year. They really did.
I bet they love hearing that at ABC, don't you?
Oh,
the American Broadcasting Company.
How about somebody else? That's a new record high, 160 nominations for the network in a single year. The previous record was 137, which was set by HBO last year. HBO had the second most, 107. NBC was a distant third with 47, followed by ABC with 36 and FX with 33. CBS. Hello?
Did you say CBS?
Hello?
NBC had 47, so one-fifth of their nominations are Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Wow. One show. That's
Speaking
not okay.
Netflix, we all talked about it. Tiger King, no longer just a guilty pleasure. It's an Emmy-nominated guilty pleasure.
Wow.
The show scored 6 nominations, including Outstanding Documentary or Nonfiction Series, Directing for a Documentary Picture, Editing for a Nonfiction Program, Music Composition, Sound Editing, and Sound Mixing. We all watched.
Very cool. If they lose, I know why. It's that bitch Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin buried it in the backyard.
When I walk home from here, there's a home down my walk. When you walk by a window, especially in the evenings, they have 3 full shelves, and I'm talking like as wide as the studio. Full of Emmys that you can see through the window, and I'm like, who lives in that house? No, they're not. Wow. They're not in the window. You can see through the window into the living room of the bookshelves filled with Emmys.
You actually live that close to Gordon Peterson?
Gordon Peterson lives around the corner from me. How did you really?
Know that? Oh, yes. I did not
Probably
know
exactly
that.
What
oh,
it
just
is.
Doing a joke. Just doing a joke.
Do a drum knock. You know, knock on the door with half of the teacher. That's what you should do. Find out if he's there. Jeff Bezos probably didn't enjoy losing $38 billion in his divorce last year, but it's already being put to work. Jeff's ex-wife, Mackenzie, posted on Medium.com yesterday and revealed she has already given $1.7 billion of that money to charity. Their divorce immediately made her the third richest woman in the world, and last year, she pledged to give the majority of her wealth away. So now she's making good on that promise. She posted a list of the issues she's tackling first, along with a dollar amount for each one. Here are the causes she says she's already given to: $587 million to fight racial inequality, $400 million for economic mobility, $133 million for gender issues, $130 million for global development, $128 million for public health, $125 million to fight climate change, $46 million for LGBTQ charities, and another $127 million for other causes. Tough to argue with that. Tough to make any case against that.
That is so great. You know, if for some reason this podcast could ever find its way to Mackenzie's ears, I would just like to mention www.mikeomarashow.com. That's a .com. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, please. Major League Baseball has temporarily suspended the Miami Marlins season. Oscar, we were going to do a dive on that. Maybe we can tomorrow. Half the team tested positive, excuse me, for COVID-19. Technically, their season has only been paused through this Sunday, but it's unclear how they'd be able to resume next week considering
this is so
previous
negative.
Players.
Just a Why quick can't they focus positive? On the half that don't have it?
Okay, just a quick sidebar. In 1980, the strike season, you remember that, Mike?
right?
Yeah. 1980. So apparently, the two things that we have going for us, if you want to call it that, is that the Marlins are terrible and the Orioles are terrible. And they're the two main teams that have been really affected by the scheduling shift. Right. So the idea that they probably wouldn't even make the playoffs in this short season anyways is a saving grace.
I find it weird, and I find that kind of sport. I can watch golf. It's not the same. But when I watch baseball, I just think you need a crowd.
What about virtual fans? Have you seen that yet?
Virtual fans, I haven't seen that yet. I'll check that out. I'll still look in on my beloved Boston Red Sox, but it's weird.
Are you among those that prefer spectatorless golf on television? Because I've seen that movement.
Not
you don't
at all.
Prefer
no.
it, but no. you can deal
I
with
like
it.
The okay. 20, you know, one of the guys made like a 30-foot putt, and you want to hear the scream when that happens.
Mm. Sure.
Americans were thrilled to have sports back last week, but COVID-19 has already tempered that excitement. In a new poll of 1,000 baseball fans, 56% say they should just shut down the season, while roughly a third, 35% say they shouldn't, and about 9% aren't sure. Always love those people.
I don't know.
I'm shocked in this day and age they're able to do percentages because I can't believe they found 100 baseball fans.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that's mean. I like
that is.
For what it's worth, there's a rumor. There is a rumor floating around that the Marlins outbreak may have been caused by a few players who went out partying in Atlanta. Why is it always Atlanta?
It's these strip clubs, Mike.
Yeah. It's the strip clubs in Atlanta before the season. There's nothing official on that, though, whether that was true.
I heard that rumor last night, and I was like, has this been confirmed? What the F are people doing?
I heard
in a strip joint
that they were chewing on seeds in the dugout, but they weren't sunflower seeds.
Sure, when you receive your Chinese seeds, that you give them to all of the ball players.
Mike,
thank you.
Mike, just briefly, I kid you not, I walked by in front of this building here, Good Guys, and everything's starting to open up now. Like you can actually see
the Good Guys Club, as it's called on the sign.
And I'm like, I don't know if they're open yet, because you start thinking about all these baseball players who go into Magic City and all these in Atlanta.
Yeah, right.
And then I stream across the parking lot because that's where we park.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, there's not enough cars here. No, not enough perverts are here. They're definitely not open yet. Definitely not
they're
open.
They're not
open.
Please pass along my best wishes.
That they're going to reopen, but they're going to rebrand it. They're changing the name of the club to Droplets.
That's gross. Rob Spiewak's Droplets. Like Larry Flint's Hustler Company. It'll be Rob Spiewak's
Droplets. Come in. No cover.
You know, and he went there again. You know, he went there.
Yeah,
it's always the substance.
Fluid.
Mike, that's COVID. That's a COVID thing.
It's still a fluid.
Deadline.com
is reporting that Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune are set to resume production soon. In fact, they'll be in the studio this week and next.
Right.
But there will be some changes to keep people safe. For Wheel of Fortune, the wheel has been redesigned to provide proper social distancing between contestants. And on Jeopardy, the stage has been tweaked a bit to allow for more space between the three contestant podiums. Of course, the contestants will also be at a safe distance from host Alex Trebek at his lectern. Only essential crew members will be there. They'll have personal protective equipment for everyone behind the scenes, and the staff and contestants will be tested on a regular basis. I am selfish, and I'm glad we have Jeopardy.
I can't wait to see the redesigned wheel. Do you think they'll be spinning it with like a stick?
And will Alex be in a Pope Mobile?
Yeah.
You know, talk about vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a little detail. All these facts come out on COVID every now and then. People who are over 6 feet tall are twice as likely to catch coronavirus as shorter people.
That's great!
According to a new study. And another study found face masks are doing a great job breaking facial recognition algorithms and causing them to make up to 50% more mistakes. So if you're tall and you care about algorithms, not a really good story.
Start
right
squatting.
There. Stay inside.
Yeah.
It's funny. I didn't even think of you. I didn't realize. Yeah, because you're over 6 feet
tall. He's our bubble boy.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the keys.
He's our Alex Trebek.
Yeah, go ahead and click another box. That's for me.
Sorry, we can't insure you with life insurance. There's too much going on.
Now a little something, multiple kicker story here today. We've got a 36-year-old woman named Andrea Ratone and a 30-year-old guy named Jeremy Appleton broke into a house in Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania earlier this month to rob the place. They thought the six people who lived there were at the airport. But they were wrong, so when they found the people were home, they decided to improvise and tie them up. Time up. So they don't get our Chinese seeds.
But they didn't have anything to tie them up with, so Andrea took off her bra and used that. The bra wasn't very effective, and the 17-year-old girl Andrea tied up quickly escaped, got the cops to the house, and both Andrea and Jeremy were arrested on several charges. I guess they were strapped for cash. This story was not uplifting. I'm just not sure why she snapped. We're not sure what got lifted or separated. Even if they are acquitted, they'll still be looking over their shoulders. They were taken to jail by motorboat. Thank you. I'm sorry. Sometimes that is a classic example of quantity not being as good as quality, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I say they're equivalent. I think you did just fine.
I will tell you that when I made the motorboat joke as I was preparing the show today, I laughed out loud at that. That shows you how stupid I truly am. Motorboating. Anyway, we're going to take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Merritt Show.
Greetings, friends. It's your kid's teacher here. Remember back in March when you discovered what teachers deal with every day? Remember how grateful you were? Thanks for that. We miss them. We want to teach them. We just don't want them to kill us. So let's stay home for now. And after a long day of virtual learning, get yourself an egg salad sandwich and enjoy the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, and buy your kids a TMOS t-shirt so they don't show up to Zoom class in their pajamas. Class dismissed.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This just in, Carrie Spiewak may be drinking vodka this week.
Hello. Look out! Hello!
This could very well be a game changer. And Shannon Z will get a chlorine-scented surprise revealed to her.
Straight
from
Bolivia.
If you don't tune in, how will you know?
How will you know?
By the way, I believe I've already selected my new beverage of choice for this weekend.
Oh.
Say hello to the Mexican Mule.
Ooh.
Tequila and ginger beer.
A
little lime, too. So nice. This Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, we shall cocktail, baby. A regular drunken show followed by an inebriated bonus episode. The bonus show will stream free once, but then goes behind the pesky paywall with its nearly 500 uncensored bonus friends. But never fear, you can gain unlimited access to all of them by subscribing to the TMOS bonus show. No commercials, no censorship, no problem. And by the way, I've been told people that subscribe to the bonus show like to enjoy our cocktail parties a second time. They like to watch it over the weekend a couple of times, especially if there's tomfoolery and logics. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The whole Megillah is right there just waiting for you, and a subscription just might improve your infected ear.
Oh, ouch.
It's your passport to the assport. I'm Mike O'Mara, I guarantee it. Imbibe, subscribe, and feel the TMOS vibe. And now back to Briscoe County Jr., already in progress. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. Take it away, Rob.
You were on that TV program, the Briscoe County Jr.
Extra, read all about it. Yeah, a bit part. A little tiny bit, but it was cool because it was a cowboy show. We got to put all cowboy uniforms on.
That's awesome.
It was fantastic.
Chinese
I'd always
seats.
Love to be in a, I'd love to be in a Western, though. That's what I'd really like to be as an old guy. Grow my gray stubble out and just say, well, you're leaving the town, are you? Well, bye.
So I think one of the more comical animals to see out of their element is a bear. I would never want to tangle with a bear, but I love bear videos. And there's a video, then I put this on our...
Bear, like B-E-A-R?
Yes, yes. Like, like a grizzly.
Like engineer or bear.
A brown bear. This I put on our Facebook page, the Michael Merritt Show Facebook page. A dad, because he uses what he calls his dad voice, is watching a bear walk down his driveway, get to his Jeep, stand up, and I love when a bear stands up, and use his paw to open the door of his Jeep. So I apologize for the over-explanation, but it's a brief tape, so you need to know what happens. So he yells at him using his dad voice. The bear is startled and shuts the door, and then opens it again, and then shuts it again. So what you're going to hear is a dad voice talking to a bear that is standing up and opening a Jeep.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, no, Don't do that. Hey. Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
That's good. I beg of you to watch this video because it's so great. But the fact that the bear has advanced to the point where he opens the door, not just like
that's cool.
Stand up. It's crazy, crazy.
You know, it's funny because when you talk about bear, and I made the bear joke about B-A-R-E.
Yeah.
My father, when he retired, he was an ad guy, and they wrote jingles and copy and all this, and they gave him for his, it was either his 25th anniversary or it was his retirement party. I forgot which one, but they actually recorded a musical with lyrics and everything like that. And when did his World War II song, like they talked about our wild Irish Bill, his thoughts were always nil. A heck of a guy at Old Hill House High, where they all miss him still. And then came the day when William moved away to Old Holy Cross, where his books gathered moss, and he learned how to pray. Isn't it weird the stuff you remember from back in the day? But then when they talked about his military service, I remember the line was, over there, with the girls who are ugly but bare.
I just remembered that. I don't know why.
The idea that someone would be so thoughtful, and a team would be so thoughtful, that they would
be creative
together.
Yeah, he could have been... I never say this about my dad, but as far as his corporate career that he had, my dad was known to pop a couple of people past him on the ladder. He loved his job, and that's the way he rolled. Yeah,
so cool.
It's a fun. I mean, I get memories up here when I come up to Maine all the time, but over there with the girls who are ugly, but bear.
So makes me laugh,
Mike. From our feel good news department, the Vermont skydiver got his leg back.
What?
You see, this guy in Vermont was skydiving and he had a prosthetic leg, and he was so excited to do his parachute jump, he lost his leg during the jump. He didn't realize it until he landed.
It's dangerous, but you're on the ground.
A farmer found it.
I think my adrenaline was so high and I was just so excited I didn't even realize that I had lost it.
He's very grateful that we were able to find it
without
running it over with a machine or something this fall during harvest, or God forbid the combine sucked it up and it would have destroyed it.
It was just such a positive experience. I can't thank everybody enough, especially Joe.
So he got his leg back.
Like in a cartoon.
But until then, he was hopping mad, I'll tell you what.
Bada bang, bada
boom. So they took a survey of the 100 top rock acts of the rock and roll era, and then ran an algorithm through there's a great website called setlist.com that goes way back, and you can search a concert by date and venue, and it'll tell you all the songs that the artist played. I've used it before. It goes back to the 80s, and it's really fun to like a high school concert. You can remember what you heard. It's so cool. But they found what artist or act has performed one song the most in the rock and roll era. And the answer is your buddy, Mike, Alice Cooper, in his career, effective this week, has done Schools Out 2,784 times in concert. Can you imagine?
Such a nice guy. When I met him at a golf tournament, he is such a cool guy. I was hitting balls on the driving range next to Alice Cooper, striping three woods, by the way. And
he's a great golfer.
Just so weird. It was so weird. I said, that was a moment in my life where I'm sitting there going, I'm doing this now. I am hitting golf balls next to Alice Cooper.
That
was really fun. That might have been Rudy Martsky's tournament. In Herndon, Virginia. That might very well have been Rudy's tournament. I'm not sure.
Rudy loves Alice Cooper.
Yeah, how you doing? How about that? Yeah, how about that,
Keep in
Alice?
Mind, that's like doing one song every day for 8 years without stopping.
Right.
2,784 performances. It's probably up to nearly 2,800 by now. Okay, and we close with this. Mike, this is a Texas lady with a ticklish chicken. I like when animals laugh.
You ever seen a chicken laugh? All right, you ready? She's very ticklish. Francis.
Francis. And to quote my grandfather, Big Daddy, one of his favorite jokes of all time, why does that chicken only have one leg? He says, well, a chicken that talented, you only eat one at a time.
Okay, thank you.
That's your magic audio.
A little nostalgia. I just wish that chicken would text back when you give it a compliment. Anyway, that's it.
Hey, you know
it.
What chickens eat a lot of?
What's that?
Seeds.
Seeds. Chinese seeds. Hey, tomorrow we do have to address a tragic story up here in Maine, and I'm going to do a dive on it today and bring it into the show tomorrow about
what's that?
Great white shark, fatal attack off the coast of Maine. About 30 listeners sent me that. I will discuss that and lots more stuff tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, Friday night, 7 p.m., TMOS cocktail party. All the wives will be there. We'll see you there. For Oscar and Rob, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now get home safely. Good night.
It's been a good day. My God, what a good day for mankind.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night, Newman.
Bye-bye.